What's going on, Dog Pound? It's a rainy, cold, feeling like First Energy Stadium in December, Wednesday, here from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. And, you know, it's been an event where a lot of Ohio State guys are here, and they're making an early impression with scouts. And I think the biggest name and the guy that's getting a lot of attention is Braxton Miller. What's he trying to accomplish here?
Well, he's trying to make a position change, which is obviously difficult. We've seen quarterbacks do it in the past. But for him, he's different because he's 6'2". He's got electric speed. He's one of the fastest guys on that field right now. And you talk to some people out here, they're saying it's not the typical transition. He looks like an NFL wide receiver. It's just been less than a year since he's made this transition, so they think he could even get better. He could go as high as the second round. A lot of scouts you talk to believe he could go that high in the draft, and clearly one of the top Buckeyes here, and for obvious reasons.
Yeah, the big thing he did yesterday that probably helped improve that draft stock was he was out there fielding punts, and that's another way to show your versatility, show your worth to an NFL team. You can do just more than be a wide receiver. And even though he really didn't do that much at the college level, he looks smooth. I think NFL.com's Bucky Brooks said he was the most natural punt returner he's seen in years at this event. So another step in the right direction for Braxton Miller, who kind of made a Terrell Pryor-like transition from quarterback to wide receiver and did pretty well.
Yeah.
Four other Buckeyes were invited to this game. Only three are here because linebacker Joshua Perry had an injury yesterday. He's left. But Nick Vinette is another guy, a tight end that we talked to yesterday and has helped himself so far.
He has, and you mentioned it. We chatted with him a little bit last night, and one of the things he talked about, he needs to prove that he can be a pass catcher, that he, because of the role he played at Ohio State, he wants to do more of that, and he's showing it out here on the field. We saw him yesterday in practice, caught a couple of balls in 7-on-7, and he seems like a really humble kid. You get to know him a little bit. He's just excited about the opportunity, and again, I'm sure he'd love to be a Cleveland Brown.
Yeah, two other Buckeyes to watch in Saturday's game. Safety Tyvus Powell, a local guy, a Bedford guy, great personality.
Yeah.
And defensive lineman Adolphus Washington. He had a great first practice and trying to build on that going forward. We're going to be here for one more day, braving the elements and delivering the best coverage for you. Keep it tuned on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Cleveland Browns mobile app.